She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
If you ask my 10-year-old daughter, I'm strict about two things. One is eating whole foods and eating a good diet, and the other one is sleep. There is no wiggle room on our sleep schedule. I don't care if we have relatives we haven't seen in 10 years. We're still going to bed at the time we go to bed. Now, I'm a little extreme, but we'll see what Nancy Rothstein has to say, because I think it makes such a difference in the quality of our lives and, of course, in our health. Nancy Rothstein is the sleep ambassador. Hi, Nancy.
Hello, ladies. Good morning.
Or afternoon. So nice to have you on.
It's a pleasure.
All right, Nancy.
To be
now,
here.
It's great to have you on. Now, I'm a bit extreme, but talk to us about, you know, how we can all get better sleep. And if I'm right, that is just so important to our health.
Well, just listening, you know, if you look at the whole, you know, honest living you just mentioned, and one of the most important things, you know, we can all go to the press and read a million things about sleep, but very few people have actually ever taken a course on sleep. So takes up about a third of our lives and totally impacts the other two-thirds. But most of us don't really know much about it, and if we learn about it, still don't know what to do about it. So one thing in terms of the word honest, and this is really important, our bodies are always honest. Our bodies never lie. And the other thing about our bodies is they're very present. They're not in the past, they're not in the future, they're right now. Whereas our minds are all over the place. We're thinking about what we didn't do, what we need to do, especially for many people when they lay down to sleep at night. Turning off a busy mind and all of that mind chatter is very difficult. So it plays a lot of havoc with falling asleep. And the other issue is transitioning to sleep is so hard for many people, and we could spend, you know, hours talking about technology and sleep, but I like to say put technology to bed a good hour before sleep without getting yes. into the intricacies of what the blue light does and all of these devices we're on. But I'm going back to that point of listening to our bodies that are honest and shutting everything off. I like to say our biology hasn't changed. Sleep is as essential as food or oxygen. Without it, we don't live. We die. But our behaviors have changed so drastically since Thomas Edison's beautiful invention of the light bulb, and then you add to it all of the technology, and thank you, Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, but it's all playing havoc with our sleep. And so we have to get back to the simplicity of sleep, and that's what we've really lost. We've lost how simple it is. And I love that you, Lisa, I think it was you who said that you're very strict
yes.
about your sleep habits, and that's because you've recognized its importance, and you've been able to honor it by doing the things you need to do to, as I like to say, prepare for sleep. You know, it takes preparation for sleep. You know, then it takes, you know, surrendering to slumber. When you literally lay down, can you fall asleep? Can you stay asleep?
So, Nancy, I have a couple of questions that I'd love to hear your answer. So for those people who have trouble falling asleep, what would you recommend?
Well, that is a lot of answers to that. But because we don't have a lot of time this afternoon, what I'm going to give something that I've been teaching a lot in my consulting, and I just love to see the way that it's impacted people so rapidly. So falling asleep, when you can't fall asleep, it's usually because your mind's too active, right? Would that be correct?
Yep.
So here's a suggestion, a very quick one I'll make. If you can combine body awareness with breathing and a gratitude practice, you're pretty much going to cover all the bases to get your mind where it needs to be to go to sleep, which is relaxed and not thinking about a million other things. So we've all probably heard, and anybody who's been in a yoga class knows a technique something like this. But when you combine these three different relaxation techniques, it can be pretty powerful and a way to get into your body and out of your head. So you start to breathe deeply you start at your feet. And this isn't about tensing them up and then relaxing them. It's just go to your feet and thank them and say, oh, my, I'm so grateful you walked for me. You did so much today. You can rest now. And then, without getting into all the details, whatever works for the individual, go up through your body, get to your stomach, and say, "Ah, you just did so much work. You can rest now. You can rest." And then get to your heart. And when is the last time any of us thanked our heart? Now, our heart never gets to rest. It's always beating. Mm-hmm. And has such a huge impact on our existence. And then you just thank your heart and you tell it, thank you for beating all day. Whatever comes to you, or if there's an emotional thing, thank you for the feelings, whatever it is. And you get it. If you're not asleep already, now remember, we're combining gratitude, because when you're grateful, you can't be angry, you can't be thinking about other things. We're combining body awareness into these body parts, whatever works for you, and we're combining the breathing into the different body parts. So, and then you go to your mouth and your ears and your eyes and your nose and your brain. And it's just such a simple thing to do. You're not asking anybody to buy anything, to do anything different, asking them to spend the time they would spend tossing and turning, doing something that may be more effective to help them sleep. Now, if somebody is getting a fair amount of sleep but wakes up exhausted every day, or wakes up during the middle of the night, or acts, tosses and turns for 2 hours, I highly recommend, I'm not a medical practitioner, but that they seek medical care for a prospective diagnosis or treatment for a bona fide sleep disorder. That said, I think many people could improve their sleep just by their sleep preparation and their ability to relax when they get in bed.
No, I definitely think, I think that makes a lot of sense. And I like that you say, you know, to thank our body, because I do believe our body doesn't get thanked enough. And I think a lot of us are very hard on our body. Exactly, right? You know, and I think that, you know, giving it thanks and appreciation is definitely something that's important for us to do. We only have about a minute and a half left. You know, is there anything else that you would recommend for those who are listening, you know, in terms of who are, let's say, having trouble sleep, or anything that you could recommend as the sleep ambassador that we could leave them with?
Yes, I would. I think one of the most effective things to help people, be it falling asleep or if they wake up during the night falling back asleep, is don't look at the clock. And if your clock is your cell phone, go out and buy an inexpensive clock that has, if it has an LED light, should be red, or buy a simple old-fashioned clock. Set the alarm a while before you go to bed. Liberate yourself from the time when you're going to sleep, and turn the clock around and move it far enough away so that you don't, you know, that you're not pressing a snooze button, which definitely robs you of good sleep if you keep pressing a snooze button. But take away looking at the clock. It doesn't cost anything again. It's simple, and it can have a huge impact on not activating the brain to start counting hours and everything else we do when we look at the clock. So that's important. And then I think it's really to do a self-assessment. You know, what's the reality here? Do a reality check on your sleep. And don't put too much pressure. Take small steps to adapt your sleep. But good sleep is definitely possible for everybody.
Well, I think that's a great note to end the show on, don't you, Lisa?
Oh, yes. And I used to drive myself crazy looking at the clock, and, you know, it makes it so much worse. So she's so right.
Oh, it's a huge tip, and it makes such a small thing to do with such a huge impact, positive impact.
Well, we agree, Nancy. Well, thank you very much for being on our show today. And you can learn more about Nancy if you visit her website at thesleepambassador.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at sleepambassador. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Sleep well and stay well.